So fortunately, I have a second one. For those of you watching the video, you already know what LaCroix it is, but this is for the ones listening on Spotify. Just by the opening, leave in the comments what you think, what flavor, what can you even call it a flavor?
I don't call them flavors. I think they're essences.
Yes. What hints of flavor do you think this is just by the opening? Ooh, did you hear that? That was crisp.
That was real crisp. I don't respect LaCroix as a flavored water. It's just carbonated water.
But, I mean, think about it. This is off topic, but this is how podcasts go. We'll go in a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
We're talking San Pellegrino, right?
I also don't like San Pellegrino.
What about Perrier?
I don't see. Okay. Let me get this straight. I don't like most carbonated water.
Correct.
Like I am either just a normal water guy or something flavored.
Okay. So like you want, but technically is LaCroix flavored?
I don't think so.
There's something there. It's just, it's not, it's
still. See, I disagree. We need to do this for a mini YouTube video or something. We'll do it. A LaCroix taste test, because I don't taste the flavors. If you blindfold me, I will not be able to know what flavor it is.
Guaranteed. So next video, we'll blindfold ourselves. This will probably have to be one when we get back, but we'll blindfold ourselves and we'll taste test LaCroix and see who can come out on top.
That's right.
Loser has to get like a tattoo or something. Anyway, guys,
that's a terrible idea.
Guys, welcome to the first podcast of the first installment of Basically Brothers Podcast. That's here. Right. We made it.
This is our big moment.
It's
our big day.
This is the first episode in a long running series. This is season one. This is the pilot episode.
I was watching, or I was listening to another podcast, and they said they wanted to do 24 episodes. So each hour is an episode. So once you hit 24 episodes, then you have a full day worth of content.
That's good.
I think that's a great idea. At least a day. I think that if our podcasts run over an hour, then we don't even have to do
24.
Yeah, right.
We can split that. And like each one, if it goes like an hour and a half, we can literally do that for like, how many is that then? Because then you have 3 hours worth of content, each two episodes. Gosh, I'm not good at math. You're the college one.
I know, but I study political science, not math. We'll figure it out as we go along.
We'll figure it out. But guys, right now, just take a seat. If you're listening to us on Spotify and you're on the road, take a seat because you're driving.
Yeah.
Buckle that seatbelt.
On the pedals.
Buckle that seatbelt.
Don't close your eyes like it's a worship song.
No, not at all. But, you know, just buckle your seatbelt. Maybe kick off the shoes a little bit, depending on how clean your car is. If it's mine, don't do that. You might get like sepsis or something.
Mike's car is disgusting.
Definitely don't do it in mine. But just take a drive, you know. If you're at home watching us either on video or you're doing your homework or you just got off of work or you're at work, crack open a nice LaCroix, a nice little hot, well, cold and crispy LaCroix. Take a sip real quick and enjoy what we're going to talk about today.
So, speaking of cars,
yes,
have you heard of the Alexa thing that you can put in your car? I'm kind of late to the game on this because I know that it was like a commercial where they had like the Alexa that you can put on your dashboard in your car.
Interesting. Okay. So it's not like a Tesla thing or anything like that.
No. Like so you just plug this back, I assume, into the cigarette lighter.
Okay.
And it works just like you can tell it to add stuff to your shopping list.
Us non-smokers call the cigarette lighter a output.
I don't smoke. It's just a cigarette lighter.
Right. But so you can attach it there, and then like, what is it supposed? Like, is it just supposed to be like Alexa in your car?
it's supposed to just be like Alexa at your house, you know, like you can do whatever you want with it. I would assume that it hooks up. If you have Bluetooth stereos or something, you could tell it to play music and it'll play through your car. I don't know.
Let's look at this. It's called Alexa Auto. All right.
Screen sharing.
So, do you want me to screen share?
I'd love to see what you're looking at.
I definitely will here in a second. Let's go to the Amazon website here real quick. Right quick.
Alexa Auto. That's creative.
Alexa Auto. All right. So this is what the Alexa Auto looks like. It's $50, all right? And you
real slim. It looks slim.
Let's go through the just configuration and the description of it, all right? It connects to the Alexa app on your phone, which I have because we'll get into that later. But and it plays through your car speakers via auxiliary input. So you were right. It was the auxiliary input thing or cigarette lighter.
Or Bluetooth connection, it says.
Bluetooth connection. And it includes a vent mount. So, I mean, that's cool. Designed for the road. Okay. 8 microphones. That seems like a lot of microphones just for like one car Alexa.
That's quite a lot of microphones.
Echo can hear over your music, AC, and road noise. So let's see. Go Beyond Radio. Through the Alexa app to stream from Audible. Okay. Mm-hmm. Amazon Music, Apple Music, Spotify, Sirius XM, and radio stations with TuneIn and iHeartRadio.
Okay.
Use your voice to play music. Okay. So as far as like road safety goes, and if you're not in a car that has like those cool Bluetooth settings where you can go like, I know that like some cars are installed with like Apple stuff now.
Yeah.
So like you could say, "Hey Siri" or something like that. And I also know that like some of them are okay Google, I think. So like you can do that too, depending on what phone you have or what car, I think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's if you're like in a, let's say like a 92, like Toyota Corolla or something like that.
I don't know who has a 92 Corolla. That's kind of old.
Yeah. That's very specific too.
That's kind of an old Corolla. I don't.
White 92 Corolla too.
I don't know anyone with a 92 Corolla.
Do you know anybody with a Corolla?
I do.
Ah, okay.
I know a couple people. I'm in what you would call a old Corolla fan club, especially the white color because it's very economic. It doesn't get as hot in the summer.
It does. And it's reflective. White is reflective. That is true.
It's true. It gets rid of all them colors.
So, I mean, I think if you were to have this as like, it's very small, like you can see right here. It's very small.
Yeah, it's like, so, for people who can't see, it's kind of like, it looks like a few credit cards maybe stacked on each other.
Like three or four or five. It looks like the old iPod Nano.
Here, click on the other pictures.
Which pic? Oh, yeah. Let's do that. So,
yeah,
that's what it looks like. Look at those people. They look so happy.
They are ready to start their road trip playlist. Oh, look at, there it is right up there on the dash.
So that is an interesting way. I would have never put it like that at all.
I don't know if I respect that way. I think I'd rather mount my phone right there than an
Alexa. I know. And also, like, he has a GPS like navigation system that could probably do what this could do.
I think, yeah. I mean, that's a little ridiculous, I think.
There are some flaws in this. I'm not going to lie. So they also look at just Echo Air vent mount capability. So
those look like Mini Cooper vents. You can't do it.
Yeah, the ones on the left, definitely like in a Toyota RAV4. So the ones that are the third down.
Definitely third down is Corolla.
Yep. So like the Toyota, you probably couldn't do, but.
No, you could.
Yeah. So here's the thing is that to disconnect the microphones. Okay. So like you can turn it off. That'd be cool.
Well, can you ever really turn it off, or is unplugging it the only way?
Well, see, here's another bullet point here. It's designed for your privacy. You can press the microphone off button to electronically disconnect the microphones.
But does that really do it?
I mean, I think it's one of those things. So, and we'll get into this a lot more, but my opinion on this whole thing is kind of like how Siri was when it originally came out, that everyone was freaked out that the government was listening to us and, you know, all these crazy things. and in a few years, just like a not is it artificial intelligence? Is that what Amazon Alexa and like Siri are technically called now?
I don't know if it's AI.
Yeah.
Hold up. Let me clean you off real quick. Oh yeah.
Oh, I can see you better. Heck yeah. But like I think honestly this is gonna be the new thing and people are gonna be okay with it. I don't know. But
well, I think that it already is. I mean, I wouldn't call it new.
Right.
I think that this has been around. Remember when the Kinect 360?
Yeah. With
the camera? People kind of lost their mind about that.
Up in arms. They were.
They didn't know if they really wanted a camera to be there the whole time. You know what I mean?
See, but now here's the thing. And yeah, Xbox is owned by Microsoft now and everything like that. But if you think about it, there are really no more Kinects anymore because it just wasn't doing anything. It was supposed to come out with the Xbox One and then...
Well, but like, yeah. it's not the privacy issue that I think made it fail. I think that it was just rough.
A dumb concept.
It might have been a little ahead of its time. It might not have been ahead enough because I don't know if the Wii had already come out, but that blew it out of the water.
I think, yeah, the Wii definitely came out beforehand because the Wii came, Xbox 360 came, Xbox came out with Kinect, but then PS4 came out with
the View?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, they had that before, at least the PS3, if not the PS2. I remember my PS2 having a camera attachment that you could buy that you could use for a game, maybe.
Oh, interesting.
But I know for sure the PS3 did because I played a lot of fake Wii Sports on the PS2 or the PS3.
The Kroger brand of Wii Sports.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was
ping pong for those who didn't want to play ping pong.
But then like the technology came out to where you could do virtual reality. And so that's why I think it didn't get the credit it deserved. True.
I guess that's a fair point. Virtual reality kind of changed the whole game by putting it kind of on your face rather than on a screen. And you were kind of interacting with the screen. Now you are in the world, you know?
Mm-hmm. So this is kind of bringing us a little into today's topic. And if you watched on YouTube, you definitely saw the thumbnail already. And it's, you know, it's asking the question whether or not we would allow this technology sort of into our homes. So kind of to preface all of this, during this whole COVID-19 just craziness, I guess for lack of a better term, I got bored. So I was kind of looking at the capabilities that my Amazon Alexa had. Excuse me. And you know, it could connect to a lot of things and I wanted to connect it to my smart TV. So I got a smart TV a little while ago and we got an Alexa kind of as like a Christmas gift.
Grift.
It's a Christmas grit. And so I connected it to just like right next to my TV. And I was like, man, wouldn't it be cool if I could just like say words and then my TV just turned on instead of like always trying to have to look for the remote or like pulling out my phone to look for the remote app or anything like that. And so what I did is I put the Bluetooth capability on my TV and then I installed it with Alexa. So now anytime that I go downstairs and I just want to turn on the TV and I want to like, you know, watch something, I say, Alexa, turn on Roku TV. And there you go. Cool. And boom, it's turned on. It's awesome. And I love it. It even will, if I say like, Alexa, switch to HDMI 2, it'll do that for me. And like, it'll, on command, like I just have to say is like on Roku TV and then it like turns it on. It will turn up the volume. It'll, you know, just crazy stuff like that. And it kind of, you know, just got me thinking. It's like, well, what if I could do this with like just ordinary, normal things like the faucet or like the oven or anything like that? And that's kind of where me and Hutton started talking about this sort of, you know, before the podcast actually started, and we got some difference of opinions, definitely. But we're going to present each argument, hopefully not interrupt each other. Maybe it'll be fun for you guys. Maybe it won't. But you know, this is where we're at for the first one. This podcast is
smart home.
Yeah, what smart home. Basically, brothers.
Let me start with a disclaimer.
Okay.
I live at home. I live in my parents' house.
Nerd.
They have a few Amazon Alexas. They have the Ring. They have the doorbell cameras.
Ooh.
They have, I don't know if they have a lot of other smart stuff. Probably smart light bulbs, maybe.
So let me ask you just real quick, just right off the bat. What does the like Ring door cameras do exactly?
Well, I don't know if we have like the door. We definitely don't have like this doorbell. We have a couple cameras. They might be Nests, maybe. Oh, yeah, I think they are. Nest camera's not sponsored by Nest because...
Not sponsored.
They don't. I mean, we have like one listen.
Yeah, but we are sponsored by Anchor because we are using their platform to just spread all over like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, that kind of thing. So thank you. Okay. So...
I think that it's cool. Nests are cool. It's a cool ability. We have a couple in the house and we have a couple outside looking at the doors and stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's a cool ability to do stuff, but I just don't know because I don't know a lot of the technical aspects behind how easy it is to kind of like break into something like that electronically. I don't know if how easy it is to do something like that. You know, I've heard stories of that happening. Have you heard stories of where people have those nanny cams on their babies?
Yeah.
Cradle cameras.
Okay.
They hear like voices coming from the camera because in those cameras you can talk to your kid through your phone.
Oh, interesting.
And they're like, I'm not talking. And then they like find out it's a random person, like just being weird. Like, I just don't know about that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that is weird. So here's a couple caveats. Number one, we don't have any kids, right?
That's true.
Number two, more specifically what I'm looking at now for those who are listening and watching, we're looking at like the Google smart home kind of devices. So here, I'll screen share here real quick. We are actually doing Zoom right now as well. But so if you guys really want, you guys can go ahead and take a look on our YouTube channel and see what we're actually seeing right now too. So here's what we're looking at right now is it's called the Google Nest. So this is their whole smart home platform. Okay. And they actually broke it down into a couple of things that you can sort of look for. One of them is home assistance, and that's kind of the thing that I'm looking for. Is like the cooking dinner aspect. So you can have one in the kitchen.
You want to look up recipes. You want to be able to order things from your Alexa.
Absolutely. And like, you know, you can, I think there is a way with these where, you can, attach it to like your oven, your microwave, your, faucet. So like, if you wanted to, you could say, okay, Google, I need a cup of water for this recipe. As you guys know from the first YouTube video that we put out, I do a lot of cooking at the house. So to know that I can count on a device to correctly pour a cup of water would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Granted, it's a cup of water, but like, it's still kind of cool to me. Go ahead.
So I think our main difference here is like, why, like, do we... You are more of the comfort kind of aspect. You want to be able to just say, hey, I want a cup of water, and boom, that Alexa gives you a cup of water. I think of it from an aspect of I don't want someone else to be able to get into my Alexa and turn on the faucet for 4 days.
Yeah. Yeah, you for know? Sure. No, I definitely see that as like one of the things that I'm a little concerned about it, but I also know that like Google and Amazon rarely do. First of all, if someone really wants to screw with my life that much, go ahead. You know what I mean? Like if you're really to the point where all you want to do is destroy my house because I wanted to make it, you know, sort of just smart, then that's your thing, man. And that's totally fine by me. But the next thing is that like, you know, for me, there's, they listed it as like home assistance, which is something that I definitely think I'm leaning towards, but then they have like safety and security. So, you know, you can have a couple of like outdoor cameras and doorbells and that kind of thing.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah.
I like the idea, but it's, I mean, to me, it falls under the same category, which is, do I want someone to be able to look at those cameras that I have outside?
Right.
It's a difference in security for your home, you know, because a camera outside means you can look at your phone while you're not outside and see outside.
So but my question means
that someone could look at your camera outside and see when you are outside.
Yeah. I mean, my response to that is, I mean, I don't know about you, but my parents got broken into, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking for just a couple of things that they could, you know, maybe like a couple cameras or anything like that. And then they actually ran.
It's easy to sell.
Yeah. But they actually ran into somebody who was like an ADT guy. And they hooked him up like completely for free. Do you know what ADT is?
I don't.
So ADT is like the security company. They do like, so like you can arm your house, which basically means that like if you get broken into, like it'll automatically like blast like an alarm and like kind of disorient the person and then like call the cops and also notify you if you're out of the house.
Yeah.
So I mean, with this, it kind of reminds me of just like an ADT kind of thing where, you know, it's just like safety and security of the house. Like I know a lot of people who use ADT and to kind of just like consolidate like home assistance with ADT and then, or like with safety and security, like that to me sounds epic. And like, we wouldn't really have to like worry about it much. Next one is entertainment. Which is also something that I'm interested in. Not necessarily safety and security, but if it ever came to that, where like, let's say like we're on vacation for some reason and, you know, we're not at the house, we can check in on it and we can check in on like who is at the house and that kind of thing. I think that's a really good, you know, addition to have.
No, I agree. But how, so let's break it down. How often do you think you aren't at your house in comparison to when you are?
Well, I mean, for work sakes, you know, me and my wife, I mean, we both work. I mean, the only reason probably why we would need like the safety and security is just to look on the dog and make sure he's not tearing things up.
And so then you're talking about inside.
Well, yeah, like there would be, there's a couple of features here. I think, oh, nope, there's a camera outdoor, but I know there's a Nest Cam indoor too. So let's look at this. Security camera should be, see your home 24/7. Ooh, 1080p, huh?
Wow.
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 But, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think if we were to get any, like, this is if we were ever to be, God forbid, broken into, I would definitely think about investing into like a security system.
And I do, I mean, I admit that there are good things, very useful parts of security systems. And I mean, I like that there's cameras around our house. I mean, lights around house is a great deterrence. Some there's some smart floodlights that people have.
Yeah.
But you got to think, and I mean, I'm sure that you think about it a little bit too. Like someone could get into your camera and watch what you're doing. They could watch where you are, you know, and it's not like, I mean, like, it's not like you and I are like criminals or we do illegal things that people, you don't want people seeing. It's just
a privacy thing.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, it's just creepy having someone watch you, I think.
I agree. But I mean, you could say the same thing with like laptop cameras.
Yeah.
You know, you can say the same thing with, you know, just, whatchamacallit? Frick, man.
Phones.
Yes, phones.
A phone, Mike, a cell phone.
I was like, the thing that's in my pocket right now, what is that?
You're like, this thing that I carry around all day.
This thing, what is it? The next thing that we were talking about too was the entertainment aspect of it. Yeah. So with this Google Smart Home, and I'll share the screen again, actually.
Thank you.
With the Google Smart Home, it's a little bit more limited when it comes to the entertainment aspect of things. Mm-hmm. Partly because it comes with Chromecast, which is, you know, on the TV, which is your main source of everything.
Mm-hmm.
The next would be like those Nest hubs or mini nests, as you can mm-hmm. see right here. Those are kind of like the Alexas that you keep in like each room or whatever you might do.
Like the dots, the Echo dots or whatever.
Right. And then Google Home Max, it just looks like a bigger version, and it might just be like a speaker maybe. Oh.
Yeah, it looks like it's more
woofers for deep balance based.
Yeah,
wow, they break it down, huh?
That's pretty sweet.
It is pretty nice. Wow, look at that.
I've yawned like 20 times in this video. I hope that no one is like annoyed by how much I yawn.
Oh, I'm sure they aren't. I think they'd be more annoyed.
And a full time worker, we do a lot of yawning.
Absolutely. You should have seen me, like, dude, when we were doing the video for youth, or like for the youth group on Sunday, like I had to clench my teeth and like yawn through my throat to like get through it. Like, oh, it's terrible. So entertainment, I think if anything, just because there's no cameras, and the worst thing that could happen is with this, let's go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
With the worst thing that could happen here is someone hacks into like your Nest or your Max or anything like that, or your Chromecast.
Yeah.
And, you know, just messes up your movies or something like that.
But if someone, so let's say someone logs in. I can't use my cursor to show you. Maybe I can. Can you see my, if I click this button, can you see my cursor?
Let me see.
Can you see my cursor at all?
Where you at? Where you at, bud?
I'm scrolling all along the screen, so you obviously cannot.
No, I cannot.
I'm clicking mouse, but it's not really doing anything.
Hmm.
I don't know how to use Zoom.
So where were you going to show me?
So like, let's say someone... Which one do you want to use?
As far as like which option would I use?
Let's click the Nest Mini. Click on the old Nest Mini. I want to see what that is.
Okay. So
okay.
Nest Mini. I'll go to.
So those look like they're kind of like the Echo Dots. They just connect around the house to stuff.
Yeah.
You can probably say, "Hey Google," on it, and it'll do whatever you want. Yep, you can. And so,
wow, look, they look so happy.
If it has a microphone, then I would suspect that someone could listen to you. You know what I mean? It's just like a laptop with a camera. Like, so like, I don't know much about a Chromecast. I don't know how much someone could do with that. I can't really think of it, but.
So Chromecast is essentially like Google's version of,
Fire Stick or
it's Roku. Like a Fire Stick or a Roku or just any kind of stream or like an Apple TV.
Yeah.
So it's not really like, it's not going to do anything. So.
Yeah. But like, so with almost any of the other ones, I mean, they could be collecting information from you basically, you know?
Yeah.
They could listen to when you're going to go on vacation and have that little advantage of breaking in when you're going to go on vacation, you know?
Like that is true. Yeah.
As you can see, Mike is a not worst case thinker. And
I'm very optimistic.
I'm a very worst case and then work my way backwards from that.
My thing is that the worst thing that could possibly happen in my mind is like a million to one chances of actually happening. And so with that, knowing those risks, why would I limit myself to not sort of indulging in technology?
Well, and that's, I mean, I think that's another difference is you see the potential of being able to do all these things where I see,
oh, so many things that can go wrong.
Like, I'm like, if I wanted to turn on my TV, I'll just find the remote or use my app. I'm sure it's super convenient to turn on your TV using your voice.
Yeah.
But for the frequency that I use a TV, like, I mean, recently I haven't really been using my TV just because I've been at my desk a lot. So I have my Xbox here and I have my computer and my phone.
Yeah.
It's a lot of screens.
It is.
Like, I just don't find, like, especially the TV remote control, maybe something else would be useful.
Mm.
But I just don't see it as like, I can't search for the remote every once in a while versus I can just use my voice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and hopefully by the end of this podcast, we'll have some comments as to how people are feeling about this. If you made it through this far, guys, how you doing?
Yeah. Thank you for listening to Mike and I. Not really. We're saying a lot of words, but we're not really talking about anything.
Yeah. We're talking about the safety of it. You know, we're talking about the man watching us. We're talking about,
that's right,
people possibly breaking in. And what are we going to do if that happens?
But
we're also talking about the future. And we're also talking about what are we holding ourselves back from if we don't go for it? Go for the gusto.
That's true.
These are things to think about, guys.
Those are the
things. And I hope you do. Next thing, and something that I actually think would be beneficial, not just because of a convenience sake, well, kind of convenient, but it's kind of the way I see it is taking ownership and like, well, not taking ownership, backing up. It's kind of making your house your own, I guess, because there is this thing called the smart lights, where you can say, hey, Google, turn on the hall lights, that kind of thing. But also, I think with smart lights, if I'm not mistaken, so let me see if I can find them real quick. If you're watching this on YouTube, I am greatly sorry because you're watching me completely probably miss the lights. So hold on.
Well, so I just thought of something funny, actually.
Okay.
So what if, let's say you're in an apartment. You guys lived in an apartment, kind of.
We did. Yeah. We lived in an apartment.
An apartment?
Yeah.
And it would be funny if you, like, so let's say you lived on the second floor in the middle of like a complex.
Right.
And you knew that at least one person had an Alexa above or below you or next to you. Yeah. What if, like, every day you just shouted, you're like, hey, Alexa, turn on all of my lights. And someone's just like, you son of a.
It's like, man, you got me. You got me. Bill, it's 6:30 in the morning and I don't want my lights on. Why would you do that?
You just knocking on the door. Hey, excuse me, sir. If you could stop forever, please. It'd be so great of you.
Hey, man, this is your downstairs neighbor. And if you could refrain from turning my lights on at 2:00 in the morning, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
So you can control your lights with your voice, which I think is cool. But if I'm not mistaken, these particular lights, you can actually adjust the lighting in it.
Oh, so, like, yeah.
Whether it's bright, whether it's dim or anything like that. And you can get a dimmer.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you could control all of your lights that way, you know what I mean? So like, it's not just like a select few. It's not like the fan just right there and I can just dim those lights and then all of these lights I'm just not in control of. I think that aspect to me is a lot more, I want to say convincing. I don't know if it's convincing, but I definitely like that feature. Where am I at? I did not mean to do this. Where are we? Okay, there we go. My legs are falling asleep, partly because I'm cutting off circulation, leaning into this microphone. All right.
You know you don't need to lean into the microphone.
Hey man, I'm trying to create an aesthetic here. All right. Leave me alone.
Nice, but I can tell you're in pain.
Can you hear the little pain that I'm in every time?
Yeah.
Let's see here. So that's something that I like. Also, the Nest Learning Thermostat. Ooh, so it learns, huh? So let's take a look at this real quick.
We actually have a Nest Learning Thermostat.
So will you explain to me what a Nest Learning Thermostat does?
So from what I know, it takes like a recording for a certain amount of time of how you like your temperature. So it'll let you do everything manually for a little while. So you'll change the temperature for a little while, and you'll change it daily, and you'll change it a few times a day. So like in the morning, it'll know what temperature you like, afternoon and evening. And then once you do that for a little bit, it learns kind of what you like your temperature to be set at in the different times of the day.
So what about, so like, let's say this is something that I'm curious about. Let's say, that's nice. They have a little timer since 2011.
Yeah, bro.
That can't be right.
You think they're lying?
I wouldn't say that they're not. I just don't think that's true.
You're like, I'm not calling them a liar. I'm just not calling them a truther.
So your life with Nest, the Nest Learning Thermostat automatically adapts as your life and seasons change. Okay. So that was my question. So if you have your calendar and it's like set up to your Wi-Fi, it knows what day it is, it knows what time it is, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Will it change? So like, let's say in the summer, you like it cold, like you like it in the 60s, like in your house. But then once like winter comes, you like it more, probably like in the 70s, little bit more towards the 80s. Would it remember that?
Yeah, look at what it says. Just use it for a week and it programs itself. It changes with the seasons.
Dude,
it learns what you like.
I'm a fan. I like this.
See, and it's, I think it's convenient too, but what if someone gets control of your Nest and then smokes you out of your house? You know, they just turn the heat up to 100 for fun.
But then you can adjust it. You know what I mean? Well, you can adjust it again.
Well, unless they have some kind of technology that makes it so you can adjust it and they just lock it from...
So you're saying, is it connected to Wi-Fi? Is that why?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you're saying that it is capable of getting hacked into?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I feel like there's always going to be something. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And that's kind of like my argument, but I totally understand what you're saying about the convenience, especially with the thermostat. I think that that's a cool idea.
I definitely like
that. I like the cool lights. It'd be cool to be able to control my lights from my phone, but same thing. What if someone just turns your lights on at 6:30 a.m.? Forces you to be a good person and wake up sometimes.
Yeah. Well, and I think here's the thing with me is that I would love to have a system, because here's a little tidbit for those wondering. Brooklyn and I live in a house, and we have a thermostat, and it's all the way upstairs. So, like, there's no other thermostat. We can't adjust it anywhere else but, like, right here.
Well, so you have your kitchen. Your kitchen's upstairs.
Right.
You got a couple bathrooms, I assume, upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
You got a couple rooms. You have your bedroom and your bathroom.
Yes.
You got your, like, chill, your entertainment room downstairs. So you have,
man,
like,
cave.
So even though you have a lot of things upstairs, I think you guys spend a lot of time downstairs anyways.
Well, I definitely do, because I'm playing the Call of Duty with my best friend.
That's right. We play a lot of COD.
That's right. We spend a lot of time downstairs, but her, especially right now with all the like COVID-19 stuff, she's spending a lot of time up here because working. This is kind of, she's working. But the thing is that when we... So we'll turn it down. Like the last couple of days, it's been like really nice around here. Mm-hmm. So it has been like, okay, we need to make it a little cooler because it's heating up the house a little bit and we don't like that. And then like winter, like the snowstorms are going to come and it's just not going to be good. Mm-hmm. But like it'll make our house cool, but then it'll make it too cool. You know what I mean? It won't adjust itself. Like,
well, so that's you would greatly benefit from a smart thermostat.
That's what I'm saying, man, is that if it knows that it's like not really what it's supposed to be at. So like I set it to like 68. The lowest it has ever gone down to was like a 56.
Oh my gosh.
And like, I was like, all I did was put it like turn on the fan and like set the timer at 68. And it went up to like 56.
Yeah.
So for me to know that like there is a device that is currently maintaining a certain like temperature in the house so that I don't have to worry about it. Perfect. I love that. The last thing on this website is just Nest Wi-Fi.
Not super in fancy. Not super fancy, interesting.
There's two modems, I guess?
Well, I think maybe it's like range extenders, Wi-Fi extenders.
Now, here's the thing, is that I heard Google Fiber Optics is like some of the best internet you can get. So, well, I mean,
I need good internet.
Yeah, see, like maybe, let's see here. Let's see maybe if Nest Wi-Fi can help us out here a little bit.
Let's see what they want us to know.
So these modems are interesting. Nest Wi-Fi blankets your whole home in fast, reliable Wi-Fi and keeps buffering at bay in every room. Okay.
Oh, so they want you to have kind of one in every room, maybe? Is that what it's saying?
Or like maybe the rooms where like it's high traffic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Traditional single router has relatively limited coverage and becomes very spotty the farther away. So what they're saying is that if you're in here, that's the best chance of your Wi-Fi. But if you wanted to in here,
yeah,
it'd be a little spotty for you. Okay.
I like the little plugs they have for all the extra Google smart home stuff around. Do you see all the little Google
smart? Like, yeah, there's like a little Google tablet.
Yeah.
On Nest. So this is saying that Nest Wi-Fi is a scalable system that gives both whole home coverage and a constantly strong signal. Okay, so it must have Google Fi, I think is what they're calling it.
That is quite an impressive graphic.
Look at all those wavelengths. It's not even going like just around. It's going everywhere. It's not
you
just
could do in that from the neighbor's house. You could go down the street and watch Netflix.
Yeah, you can do that with this device. That's how impressive. Crazy is that?
It's impressive for sure.
So one Nest router with one Wi-Fi point is strong enough to handle 200 connected devices? What? So hypothetically, if you were to have
like a bunch of Google Home Minis or whatever, because those don't really require a ton all the time.
Well, like, so hypothetically, if you had, like, if you were to install and make your home the complete, like, we're talking Bill Gates, like just smart home.
Yeah.
You'll probably have, but 200?
Well, I mean, depends on the size of your home, right?
Depends on how many kids you have.
Because
if you're Mormon, that's
so in my house right now, we have a faucet downstairs for the bathroom.
Okay.
A faucet in the kitchen. Right. Faucet upstairs for that bathroom. Another bathroom faucet.
See, but my thing is that the amount of devices you have in like a typical house is probably like close to 50. Like if you have two kids, two people, like,
well, it depends on what you count as a device. Like, do you count an Xbox and a monitor as two devices or one?
If you have it connected, yes.
Okay.
I think. So like if you were to put your and my Xbox probably because it would be connected to the internet. Yeah. That makes sense. If you have a smart TV, that also makes sense. If you have laptops, depending on who all has laptops plus computers. But even still, like, that's maybe tens of devices. I don't know about 200.
Yeah.
And that's fast enough to stream
a bunch of devices you have there.
Yeah. Fast enough to stream multiple 4K videos at a time. And then there's a 3.
That's probably a footnote, Mike.
Oh, we should probably look at this footnote.
Yes.
What's going on here?
Oh.
Security that's a step ahead, automatic updates, and advanced security chip in the Nest Wi-Fi router. So to calm your worries, there's a little safety chip
to help
make your network stay safe.
Google can probably bypass.
Well, yeah, but I mean, then you're talking about the government. You know what I mean? The government.
Well, Google's not the government.
The government. They work for the government.
Sometimes they work against the government.
Ooh. The router and the point. Each point works with the router to expand the coverage. I mean, that's pretty nice, I think. Like, if we were to have, like, this kind of home or this kind of home.
Yeah.
To kind of intersect and that kind of thing. That's cool. It's kind of like a booster. I don't know that one. That's cool. Oh, little daughter playing with mom's hair. That's cool. Hey, Google, dim the lights. So they can dim. And like you can adjust the dim. That's cool. So, I mean, I'm looking at all of this. And granted, I'm not biased, but I'm definitely like on the side of going towards something like that.
Yeah.
Like investing in a system to make it smart. Quite frankly, it's not even for like the convenience sake of things. It's from the, you know, side of there's technology out there and I would love to see what it could do.
Yeah.
And like, to know that it's in my house. Like, I'm not hosting parties. Like, I wouldn't host a party and then, like, tell people, look at what my faucet can do. It's okay. More along...
You know, you kind of would do that.
I mean, maybe at, like, the beginning. You know what I mean?
Flex that just a little.
I'm like, hey, Google, why don't you pour my friend... Oh, you're thirsty? Hey, Google, pour me a glass of H2O for my friend here. Hand it out to you. Boom. There you go. Hey, Google, how pure is my water? It's the purest. It's the purest it can be, Mike. Thank you, Google.
I don't think that's it.
I don't know. We'll definitely have to see. But hey, Google, pour some of that nice, crisp H2O. That's snow melt water.
My soul patch not centered on my face?
I don't know.
It looks, when I lean back this way, it looks like it's kind of going this way.
It does. That's what they call one of them optypical Louisians.
But when you move up, it kind of looks like it's normal.
I think the way that you have to look at it symmetrically is look at your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And then see if it's symmetrical with your nose.
Yeah, let me line up with the camera. Sorry for everyone who can't see me. I'm sure this is great commentary.
We're loving it. I'm loving it.
See, it still looks like it kind of comes a little this way.
I think it might have to go, my friend.
I think, well, I can't do that.
Why?
Because it completes the look.
What is the look that you're going for?
I mean, I recently trimmed down the sides of my face so that I don't look like an Amish man anymore.
Yes, but you do have the chin strap going on right now.
I don't try for the chin strap. I'm just a natural chin strapper because I don't grow a lot of hair right up in this area.
Yes.
It's just all down here. And so
you got some naturally rosy cheeks there, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm digging it. Or is that blush? Did you put on blush?
Yeah.
For the cameras today.
I'm playing this little bit right here. That's what
I'm doing. Wow. I'm digging it. I'm good.
Look at those rosy cheeks.
Look at them. Look at them nice old cheeks. And we're talking about his face.
It's nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know, Hutt. I mean, is there ever a time that you can see yourself sort of getting with the times, keeping up with the Joneses? as it were, and investing in a smart home. Do you ever see yourself just
not? I don't think I could. I don't think I could do it at a point to like a smart faucet.
What do you think? What is the extent that you would go for?
Me, as much as I've talked bad about cameras, I might go for smart Wi-Fi. Would be nice.
It would be nice.
And maybe a couple cameras on the outside of my house.
Okay.
Maybe cameras covering the doorways on the inside.
See, but then you would invest in the ADT, which is just the security system, like arming your place and that kind of thing.
But then I also like the idea of the thermostat.
It's
cool. Thermostat's nice. The stuff, being able to do things from your phone is pretty neat.
What about lights?
I do like the idea of lights. I am a big fan of trying to recreate natural lighting. I mean, I live in a basement.
Yeah.
So I have some lights, and I like having a lot of like lamps around here.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of creating different levels of light for what I want to do. So video games, I like a little lower light. Working, I kind of like a little higher light. I can see more.
Yeah.
So I think the lights would be right there. I just don't know what else. I like cars that have remote start on them.
Yeah. So let me toss you a little proposition there, friend.
Yeah.
All right. It's let's say it's about 9 o'clock a.m. on a Wednesday morning. Okay. You got your Sonos speakers hooked up to your Google app.
Yeah.
And you know, it's about that time. Sun's already up. And you gotta wake up with it, friend. What better way to wake up than the sounds of the jungle and the lighting of the jungle? Your lights could like make it look like you're underneath a tree canopy. The thermostat.
I don't know if I want to live in a jungle or in like a nice home. I think I'd rather go for the nice home aesthetic than the jungle aesthetic.
But imagine it. Imagine like,
I think that's generally what like man has wanted to do, is live in nice homes and not in the jungle. And that's why they build nice homes.
Okay. Okay. New one. All right.
Okay.
This is luxury here. All right. We're talking Cancun resort. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
It's 7:30.
Yeah.
On the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
Or Pacific Ocean, depending on where you are. I don't know where Cancun is. Sun's just peeking over the horizon. It's nice. Where does the sun peak up? East. So it's peeking over the palm trees, right?
Yeah.
It's peeking over the resort buildings.
Yeah.
And it's just shining down.
There you go, Mike. Here, hold on. Take us on a little adventure here.
Yeah, let's do a little geography real quick.
Geography with Hutton real quick. Oh, there goes my phone. Okay.
There goes the additions. All right.
There's obviously the U.S.
Yes.
And Cancun is right on the Horn of Mexico, as it were.
So we're in the Gulf of Mexico right now. Is that the Gulf?
Well, the Gulf is like right here.
Yeah.
There's Cancun.
So what body of water would that be?
The Yucatan Channel.
So you're on the Yucatan Channel. All right. It's 7:30 in the morning. Sun's coming up just around the east, right? You can see it just peeking over the water a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up, waves are crashing. You can hear it just... You know what I mean?
So I'm waking up on a boat.
No, you're waking up in a little gazebo.
A bungalow, as it were.
You can hear the creaking of your hammock. Mm-hmm. Right.
Sorry, that geography lesson really messed up a lot of wiring that's been on my floor for a while.
It also threw off this analogy a little bit, but that's okay.
All right, yeah, you keep going, bud.
I'm going. You're doing great. All right. You can smell that sweet, salty air of the ocean.
The sweet air of the ocean, yep.
You know what the only thing is?
What?
You're not in Mexico, friend. You're in your bed at home. And you just woke up in Colorado. The good old Colorado.
The good old Colorado.
You're at home. And
right.
And you know, you're not in Mexico. We're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in Kansas anymore. We're in Colorado.
Thank you.
But your home, your smart home, gave you the illusion, as it were, being in Mexico. Are you saying you don't take that on a cold, wintry day? You don't take the opportunity to wake up to waves crashing, the temperature being right, you feel the sun just slowly creeping up, and spray a little salt water in the air to make it smell good?
I might like that illusion at first, but then I like wake up and I'm not in Mexico.
And you go,
and I'm just disappointed. Dang it.
You look outside your window and it's just boosh, snow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I see your illusion though.
Do you know what my illusion would be if it was snowing?
What?
Ready? Here we go. This is getting closer for this illusion. All right.
All right. I'm ready. Take your time.
6:30 in the morning.
Okay.
I'm in the jungle, actually.
You're in the jungle.
You can hear tweet, 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 tweet.
You're genuinely in the jungle.
You can hear monkeys.
Or are you waking up in the jungle?
No, it depends. Right now, we're in the jungle, friend.
Literally?
All right? Yeah.
Or figuratively?
We're in the jungle.
Oh, my God.
All right? just go with me. Just go with me here.
Robert. Okay. So,
okay. Hold on. So, we're in the jungle.
Yeah.
Not at home.
No.
But the jungle. The jungle, all right, as the natives call it.
I don't think so. That's a sensitive topic.
Jungle. The young jungle.
Okay, just get on with the analogy, bud. I'm tired of it.
It's a little overcast, right? It's a little moist. It's a little moist.
Humid?
I'd say humid. Okay. There's a distinct smell in the air. It's not from the jungle. Mm-hmm. All right. It's a smell of something metallic. Something that's very familiar to me. Kind of smells like fireworks.
Yeah.
And then you hear in the distance, kratata, kratata, kratata.
What?
Excuse me.
What is that noise, Mike? Tell me what it is. What is on my face? What is that? What?
You know what's on your face? That's sweat, Hutton.
Uh-uh.
You're getting nervous now. You're hearing the gratata.
Oh my gosh.
Just about 50 clicks east of you. All right. Mm-hmm. Sun's not even up yet. It's dark outside.
Mm-hmm.
Then you hear whoop, 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 whoop. That's about 45 clicks out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that is?
Blackhawk.
You don't know yet. You definitely don't know. All right.
Not a Blackhawk.
So you start to get up. It's still dim out. And you say, I wonder what that is. So you walk around a little bit.
In the jungle. Or your home.
The jungle. And then you hear off in the distance, grenade, get out of there.
Oh my gosh. So was a Blackhawk. You woke up and you're Forrest Gump. Jungle.
And then all you hear is woof, woof, woof. Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Are those bullets?
Those are bullets. And guess what, friend? They're coming right at you.
Oh goodness.
So you decide to run. Next thing you know, you trip. What do you trip over?
Bubba.
Your son's fire truck. And you realize that you were in Vietnam. But in your home.
And And you want to wake up to that, Mike?
Every day.
Keep you prepared.
Brooklyn's like, Mike, for the love of God, please turn that off. It is 6:30 in the morning.
She knows that.
And I go, shh, shh, they can hear you.
Oh my gosh.
And I go, I know I'm not supposed to be taking this seriously, but this is a life or death situation right now. And I need you to take it seriously, please.
You're like, don't downplay my feelings.
Please. Okay. I need you to understand something. This is my moment. That would be what I want to wake up to.
I see.
Yep. But not at 6:30 in the morning. I definitely want it to be like around noon.
Oh, I don't think that's very realistic for the soundscape.
But the lighting would make it look like 6:30 in the morning.
Well, if you have good enough blinds.
Google blinds.
Like in Iron, you remember in Iron Man?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When that reporter wakes up at Tony Stark's house and the blinds like open, they're like electric window panes and they like,
yes.
And it's all like light out.
What I want is, I know of a YouTuber and he has this switch that when he flips it, it turns clear glass into opaque glass.
Yeah.
And then like if he turns it back on, it goes back to clear.
You know what would be a really cheap smart home?
What's that?
A tiny home.
With one Alexa.
You only need one.
Alexa, oh wait, there's only just one.
Yeah. And you know right where it is?
Dim the lights. Oh wait, I can just walk two steps and I can do it.
There's three lights total.
There's three of them. They're everywhere.
All in separate rooms.
Imagine having a tiny home with like three Alexas. Like, what are you going to do with that?
They'd all hear you at the same time.
I know. And then like they would have to like call each other or something like that. I don't know.
Right.
So who knows? But
what's the time count we got on this bad boy?
I don't know. Let's definitely find out. I don't think it says.
I don't know. Let me see when Olivia texted me.
I think we started at like 8:30. Yeah, something like that. So we've been going pretty long.
What do we want to end on?
I think some just like final thoughts here. Kind of just an update on what we're thinking about for the YouTubes and then also this podcast. This podcast, once we start gaining a little traction here on the interwebs, is definitely going to be sort of just like a Q&A session. Kind of if anybody has like a question they want us to talk about or think
I'd love to do episodes where all we do is field questions. I want to get to a point where we can just field questions the entire podcast.
I want like a Q&A where we can do that too.
Yeah.
And I think that would be epic.
So the reality is we don't come up with these questions on our own.
No.
We need people to comment on things.
Absolutely. And it starts with you guys watching
or listening. A comment would be appreciated. Along with a sub and a like, or on podcasts, an upvote. I don't know how it works on Spotify. On
follow, and then like I think they have to. You guys can go to the Anchor app, and you can actually comment there. Anchor is also allowing us the ability to kind of crowdsource and fund this podcast. If you guys are interested in doing that. That would be fantastic. I think it's a monthly service, kind of like a Patreon. Mm-hmm. We're not asking for money. We're definitely going to do this for like fun. And then if it gets more serious, I mean, it could be our jobs, but we don't know.
Well, we don't want money from people who listen. We want money from advertisements.
We want it from them sponsors.
We want the people who just want us to talk about their product, basically.
And Google, if you're listening, this is the next one for you guys.
I know. I mean, we talked about some disadvantages and boom, wham, with the counter thesis, we came in strong in favor of Google Home. Even in the end, I said that I would like a smart home, a Nest, some cameras.
Google, I'm looking out for you.
Yeah, we are here at any moment if you'd like.
That's right. So that's something that I think we're going to just continue striving to go for here. We have a sponsor. If you guys are listening on Spot, we do have a sponsor, and I want to thank again Anchor FM.
That's right.
For sponsoring this podcast on the Spotify and on the Apple Podcast, like anywhere that you're listening besides YouTube.
I do a lot of listening on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah,
I do. I enjoy a lot of podcasts on there. Do you listen to any podcasts, Mike?
I do, actually. I got a few favorites, actually. So one of them is called Dynamic Banter. The people who do that are called Steve Zaragoza and Mike Falzone. They were actually former hosts of SourceFed.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? That was Philip DeFranco's company, and then he sold it to Discovery Channel. Mm-hmm. And then, unfortunately, I think it was either 2016 or 2018, they actually folded. So they're no longer around, but Mike and Steve are still doing podcasts, which is great. Steve is a part of the Valley Folk, which is something that I watch.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is Joe Rogan Experience. I watch Joe Rogan partly, and I think this is kind of what stemmed my curiosity. And one of the reasons why we're going to actually have guests on here soon is to kind of just interesting people and ask them, you know, just questions about their life, kind of just, you know, the knowledge that they have. I want to expand my knowledge and, you know, learn from people. So we're going to be having guests on here soon. I don't know when we're going to have one. It could be as soon as next episode. It could be, you know, we could have it, you know, in a few months from now. We're not entirely sure, but, you know, this is what we're going with. And then the next one, the last one I listened to is Rhett and Link, who do Good Mythical Morning. They actually have ear biscuits. Mm-hmm. And just, again, it's the perspectives that people have is one of the reasons why I'm drawn to them. I definitely kind of, I think, relate our podcast to kind of what they do and what they are, except for the fact that they're no longer Christians. But me and Hutton are.
Who is that?
Rhett and Link.
Oh, yeah. I never knew that they were.
They were. In fact, Rhett, I believe, he was about to be a youth pastor. And then if you want to listen to actually good, just, I guess you would call it theological, but it's not really theological podcasts. They have, you know, they're spiritual journey episodes that I actually found really interesting. But part of the reason why I listen to their podcast is just to kind of study what kind of makes them so entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of just go based off of that and sort of just their content and like what people are watching. So
yeah,
that's definitely something for me. What are your podcasts there, Hutt?
You know, I go back and forth on the podcasts I like to listen to. I'm pretty consistent in listening to political podcasts. I listen to quite a few of those, mostly because of what I study. It's kind of nice to be on the up and up.
Right.
I listen to Office Ladies because I am the world's biggest Office fan.
So for those at home who don't know, what is Office Ladies?
So Office Ladies is the actress who played Pam from The Office and the actress who played Angela from The Office. And they both are on a podcast set and they go episode by episode and they retell like behind the scenes stuff from The Office that they remember and cool little facts. And I'd like to set a challenge early in the creation of this podcast. Anyone who thinks they can beat me at Office knowledge, you're wrong. And I will prove it at any point.
He's won trivia nights.
Yeah, by myself.
By himself. Like, I want to say it's professionally. These were professional trivias.
It was at least semi-pro.
Yeah.
I'm confident. And I like to listen to, I haven't in a little while, but I've listened to the Around the Circle, the podcast by TJ Wilson.
TJ.
It's an Enneagram podcast.
What a guy. I miss him, man.
I also really like the Bible Project podcasts. We are both very Christian, and we are both very advocative of Christian lifestyles. And it's nice to have a lot of this information that they get to tell in a podcast that I can just listen to really easy, and I can just retain a lot of that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely. One of the things too, we can either do this for a later podcast or we can do it for like the next one. Let's see here. And I challenge you guys to do this at home too. Let's pick like a YouTube series or something along those lines for people to watch. And then also for us to watch. Also, speaking of, before we get into anything else, thank you guys for watching the first video. Yes. We were suspecting it to be like 4 people who actually watched it. And we actually got a huge reception and we were so happy about it.
And the subs, it's great. I'm glad that you guys are here. We're going to be throwing this on YouTube and all the other platforms. We aren't going to be creating a separate channel for just the podcast. It'll all be one channel that you just have to check back. Podcast, Basically Brothers. Mike's Kitchen, Mike and Hut, all kinds of stuff going up on that platform. And then obviously the podcast will be spread through Anchor to Spotify and Apple Podcasts and anything else you listen through.
Yeah. So I think, and me and Hutton have to talk about this a little bit more, but I think what we are hoping for here is at least during this whole COVID thing, just because, I mean, we have a lot of time on our hands, but to do 2 videos maybe a week if we can, even in this format.
It'll be our lives are ever changing. I just got furloughed from a job. Mike is still full-time. I'm a student, and I continue to be for at least another year.
Yeah.
Mike is thinking about school again, so I mean,
yeah.
I like the idea of a video a week, a podcast, maybe a podcast a week and a video. So 2 videos, one podcast, 1 video.
Things that we got to, work out the kinks with. But, definitely I think it's going to be constant contact from us or constant content, from us. Hopefully for a while. Mm-hmm. This COVID thing kind of gives it a chance for us to just, make content. Even if it's just 30 seconds or anything like that.
Yeah, we talked the other day about being responsible and who is the more responsible guy.
And we'll get into that debate too.
And it's naturally me.
Okay. we'll just see how this thing goes, man, for sure. Let's think about... let's think about something that we can talk about in our next podcast, or at least a subject that we can talk about.
You're looking at the.
I'm looking at either like a podcast or something that we can listen to, and then we can talk about and discuss.
Well, let's look at the list that we have of like subjects.
Let's do that. Let's look at some stuff here real quick.
We actually read a book. That'd be a great one.
That would be great if only I didn't.
We need to read a book that like a lot of people have read though, because.
Oh yeah. You want to read The Hunger Games again?
No.
Neither do I.
Let's poetry see. Commentary. That sounds awful.
Poetry commentary. That is where we go through either poetry books or we just go through like poetry posted on the internet and you and I do some commentary on it.
Mike watches Harry Potter.
Never seen it.
That's why it's an idea.
Hutton watches Lost.
I've watched a fair amount of Lost and it gets so long and so in depth.
Like, you have to pay attention, Hutt. And I promise you that, like, once you watch the whole series through, you'll have a greater appreciation for it.
Mike.
I know.
Mike didn't play college football.
Yeah, that is definitely one that I can talk about for at least an hour.
Watching the worst YouTube series is funny.
Yeah, watching the worst YouTube series. I don't know. I mean, we might as well just watch ourselves, huh?
What did you just delete off of our list?
Smart homes, because we just talked about it.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Let's see.
Google Home, yes or no?
Where is it at?
It's right. It's where your cursor is. It's
we talked about smart homes and then, yeah, Google Home. Have you seen Star Wars at all?
I have seen all of the original six.
Okay.
And I've seen the one after the original six with the girl and the guy with the...
But you've never seen the prequel. It
was that and that lightsaber.
Yeah. Lightsaber was kind of dumb in my mind, but, you know, it's fine.
What Drives Us would be a good one. How We Met, relationships.
Yeah.
Our thoughts on collegiate sports.
We got a list of podcasts that we definitely want to do.
You guys can feel free to comment below which one you want to hear.
Yeah. Also, if you guys have a question, we'll definitely talk about that at the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah.
And we'll actually post it up here too. So give you guys a little shout out that way. But honestly, I think that'll do it for us today.
I think this is a good way to end it. We are basically brothers. And this was our first podcast. I am Big Hutt, and that's Mike.
My name's Mike, and we'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll see you around town.
We'll see you around the block.
Yeah.
Alrighty, guys. You have a good rest of your day. And
drop a like, comment.
Drop a like. Subby. Drop a comment. Sub us.
Review us on Apple Podcasts. I know that does a lot.
Yep. Review us on Apple Podcasts. If we can get this thing trending, that'd be sick. Can you imagine?
That'd be the best. I mean, that'd be an act of our Lord and Savior.
It would, indeed. And Spotify, too. Look us up on Spotify. We'll see you guys later.
All right.
Bye.